but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard.
Welcome back to Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR on CBS Sports, 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Numb Therapy. What the hell is this? Talk about depressing on our first day back to work. Please, well, get rid of this.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
If you just patiently just listen.
I can't be patient. The music choices you make are like that Meatloaf song last week. And this is just like enough. Put something with a beat on.
No, because the reason why we want to do that is the Hall of Fame coach from Tennessee Volunteers, Pat Summitt, passed away about 12 minutes ago.
The lady coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what a career.
Tennessee Volunteers, too. She won 8 national titles in her 38th season at the university. She died this morning at the age of 64. Which,
that means she had 30 losing seasons? What is that about?
She won. Okay. You know, go there. So Summitt led the Lady Vols to 1,098 victories, the most in D1 college basketball history.
D what?
Division I.
Okay.
College basketball history. Men, you're weird today, dude.
So
men
bad.
Or women. Before stepping down in 2012, 1 year after announcing, she had early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type, which resonates a lot with me because my grandma had that same issue.
Mm.
And my mom, poor thing, she suffered for, you know, ever since my grandpa died, but he always hid it. He always hid it from us and tried to protect her. But she had it for 12 to 15 years, and it was just the most...
Who did?
My grandma. And it was the most awful thing you could ever imagine because the way that she turned against my mom, the only child who's adopted by them, that she took care of everything for them. And times that she would just be so downright ignorant, and she would call like neighbors and say, my daughter's trying to steal my car. You know, it's just the dementia and Alzheimer's is just it's just awful.
Mm.
And just to experience what I experienced, but nowhere near to the level of what...
Now, forgive my ignorance, because you have some experience with this. I didn't, and if this is an ignorant question, forgive me, text world, but I didn't think Alzheimer's and dementia can kill you. I didn't know that.
I don't,
and maybe it didn't. Maybe that's just what she who was her affliction, but she died of other causes. Right.
Yeah. I mean, my grandmother actually died of like pneumonia because she had sick, but she had Alzheimer's and dementia for forever.
Right.
But every day was a new day to her.
Right.
But the challenge of it is every day was another nightmare for my mom, where how is she going to be today?
Right.
And you just don't know.
Right.
You don't know what that challenge is going to be. So it's an awful disease. And, you know, God rest her, you know, rest in peace, my friend. Not my friend, but, you know.
Yeah.
Pat Summitt. I mean she was amazing.
Been on the landscape, you know, for our entire lives. You know, I think the first 300 games that ladies basketball won at Tennessee back when she started, I think they played in a parking lot until it got legitimacy.
Right.
You know,
I mean, she's the one that basically put it on the map.
I have to fully disclose that when I'm popping around and I can't find anything to watch, sometimes on the NBA channel they'll show a WNBA game. And, I, you know, it's not horrible to watch. It really isn't.
I don't think I've ever watched one quarter of an
NBA
game.
It's not bad.
But you're an NBA guy.
I know that. But some of these – I remember watching women's games, you know, 15 years ago, and it was pathetic. You drive to the lane, it's like watching a bunch of 8-year-old boys playing where there's no control, there's no skill. It was just kind of women banging around in there, and the ball would get kicked around all over the place. But you watch now. I mean, they are good.
They're athletes.
I mean, they're good. There's a few girls that can dunk. I mean, but they're good. They can shoot. They shoot like men. They don't shoot like girls. And and you know what? There's some attractive women that play in that league.
You're like a 6-footer. So
she could post me
she
up.
She could probably. Yeah. I'm sure she does.
Absolutely. 314-880-0808. That's the number to call and text here on Goldie and MVR Live at 5. I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It's Gia's Pizza. They're located in both downtown O'Fallon and in Oakville. And Gia serves up, of course, pizza and salad, sandwiches and wings. At Gia's, every dish is created using only the finest and all natural ingredients. You know, I'm sure it is, but I wish there was a better way to say that, a more compelling way, MVR, to say that, because every restaurant in the world says they use the freshest ingredients. But if you say they do, then I will believe it. Their cooks use real cheese. Does that mean no Provel?
Well, I can't wait for you to ask him.
Okay. Real meat as opposed to?
Fake meat.
Fake meat.
Deer meat.
And fresh veggies. They also offer the freshest salads and wings. Can't be beat by any of the local competition in taste or quality. They even have visitors come from miles around the St. Louis area to eat at their locations because of those fresh ingredients, the aforementioned fresh ingredients, that they use. And they have an excellent wait staff, a tippable wait staff. And it's unbeatable. It's a fun atmosphere. All the ingredients are natural, and they pride themselves on not adding any preservatives or chemicals to their products, which keeps your family healthy. Come by either of their locations today, and they'll guarantee you that you won't be disappointed. Again, it's in Oakville, Missouri, and in O'Fallon, Illinois. Check them out on Facebook for daily specials. Brandon Burris, who I guess is the proprietor.
He's the general manager.
General manager.
Yeah.
Will be joining us around 6:30 to talk a little Gia's and probably give us some gift cards and stuff.
Yeah.
To keep the trivia questions going. All right. No disrespect to our other pizza guy. And more importantly, he may give us some inside on his special sauce. What?
Yeah, dude. I'm deep teasing that one. There is. They have a special sauce. There's four different type of pizza sauces you can.
Oh, I thought this was some kind of perversion.
No, that's not Woody. That's not a Woody Bender. There. No. That's not a Woody. No, but that is something that they.
Is
it kind of known for? It's a sweet sauce.
Is he coming in studio?
No.
Because you know what happens when they come in studio.
You tell me.
They bring food.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if the ovens are on right now, but I certainly can go for a couple of slabs of pie.
You know, the interesting thing is they do not serve French fries with their sandwiches. They serve chips. It's a come and go, grab and go, and they even deliver. It's a great place. Love it. Love it.
All right.
Craft beer.
Yeah, I could care about that.
I couldn't either. But
you know, there's a very good restaurant in St. Charles, Streets of St. Charles. And it's called Prosino's. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, we were there.
Oh, we did go there.
Yeah.
That's right. So everything there is natural. Like, I can't even get a Diet Coke there because it's not natural. So I said to the waiter, I said, well, let me have a beer. And he says, what kind of beer do you want? And he points to the wall behind the bar, and it's just, I mean, there's more, what did you call it, crafted beers?
Yeah.
IPAs and, you know, all this stuff. And I said, look, I can't get a Diet Coke. I want whatever beer was made in the largest industrial factory that you have. He said, well, I can get you a Bud Light. I said, I'm in. It was the only beer that you can find in a supermarket that they had there. But the food there is really good. And it's not like over-the-top expensive.
Are they paying us for this?
No, but I mean, what? We can't speak to other restaurants? They don't make pizza, so it's not competitors for Gia's.
Yeah,
I just wanted to mention
it. Stop getting away from your mentions. Unless, you know, that just, that was like, you know, $38 right there.
$38? When did the rates go down?
Because when we start losing listeners because of Mark from SoCo.
Right. 314-880-08.
Did you happen to...
08.
Did you happen to hear what Tim Tebow did? On the when he was flying back from Atlanta, and
was he flying back spiritually, or was he in an airplane?
He was on an airplane.
Yeah, go ahead.
And he was on a Delta flight, and there's a tweet out there, and it's also numerous tweets out there. A friend of mine who's a flight attendant for Delta tells me Tim Tebow just prayed for a passenger who was having a dire medical emergency on his flight from Atlanta to Phoenix.
What's wrong with that?
He left first class seat, moved to the back of the plane to support the wife whose husband was having a heart attack. He also transported the wife to the hospital upon landing.
He said,
I mean, what a great guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Religious beliefs or not, that guy stands up for what he believes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hell of an athlete. One of the best college quarterbacks of all time. But could not make it in the NFL at all.
That happens a lot.
Except in Denver, right?
That's right.
And I don't know if you paid attention to Johnny Manziel. His attorney had...
What, do you have a hit and run now, I heard?
Oh, gosh, something awful.
What is wrong with this guy?
He's going to die. I mean, I hate to say that, but that kid is... Go ahead. Bud Light.
No. It's a Bud Diet Coke Light.
Yeah. Yeah, his attorney just accidentally leaked some things that he's in dire straits right now. He's worried about his life.
Is he broke?
Well, I don't know how you can be broke when you're signing $50 autographs at Texas A&M and then you're signing $100 autographs and while you're at Texas A&M after you won the Heisman and then you made $5 million in 2 years for Cleveland.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. You know how easy it is to go through $5 million? Not that I ever have.
No, I don't know.
Not that I've ever had that kind of money.
I don't know.
But when you're an irresponsible moron who hasn't taken the advice of any of the counseling that they give you in the NFL about what to do with your money, and he comes from a wealthy family, right? Okay, that just defeated the whole purpose.
Yeah, he's not broke. He comes from oil. He's got millions and millions of dollars. So the kid's
he's Bobby Ewing.
Yeah, he's got millions. JR, who's that? Dallas. I got you there. Mm-hmm. Nice play. Nice play
whatever,
there, brother.
Whatever. No. Who shot JR anyway? Oh, forget that.
I don't know. Did he shoot himself?
It was Kathy Lee Crosby was the actress. On Kathy Lee Crosby. Anyway. No, Kathy Lee. Not Kathy Lee Crosby. It's something like that. Kathy Crosby.
I don't care.
Gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
So I didn't get to go skydiving this weekend.
Oh, yeah. All that hype and bull crap. You didn't even do it. The weather was beautiful Sunday morning. It was beautiful. There was no wind or anything.
It was raining like cats and dogs. It infested us.
You
got the GoPro.
You lost your mojo.
No.
You bailed. I would have bailed. I don't blame you.
No jump.
No, I don't blame you.
I'm not bailing. In fact, I'm going to try to talk to him this week about,
changing the weather?
No, getting it for free because I'm a sponsor. After today, I'm going to name the company and say, hey, I'll jump for free and bring my friend Dr. Woody Bender with me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I swear to goodness. Dr. Woody Bender just texted it.
Do we really want to read this?
I don't know. Let's find out. Tebow? No, this is a Saint Just asked. Oh, come on, Mark. Anyway, hey, guys. Hope you had a good weekend. That was good. Goldie and I did a lot of rough stuff. Butt stuff.
Hey, listen. Don't knock it. Don't knock it.
That's crazy. So my wife deleted me from her Facebook page. I mean, she defriended me.
Wow.
So, therefore, now I cannot even watch this poor little child that I raised.
That is.
I can't see his pictures anymore.
And you guys didn't have a fight preceding that action.
So my therapist says,
seriously,
there was no ill will.
Other than the big ill will.
She changed her name on it, too, just because she has a new career in the same pharmaceutical in the same field that she's working in. So she got a promotion, which we were counting on. So she changed her name due to the fact that she didn't want these people looking her up. I'm like, what are you talking about looking you up? You were going into people's homes forever, and you had the same name. It's crazy, old lady. Yeah, so no, we're done. I mean, literally, I can't see this poor little guy anymore.
So how are you coming to terms with this?
Well, see, it's like my
And I don't believe therapist. You're not going to see.
I right now that she's
That's right
adamant.
Now. Right, that's right.
Adamant about that. So my therapist always talks to me about, what you need to do is go back and look through old pictures because you have to grieve. And when you grieve, you go through depression. Grief.
You have to grieve.
Grieve.
No, you have grief, but grieve is the verb.
Thank you, coach. But you go through depression, you go through hatred, you go through all these different emotional feelings, right? Mm-hmm. But she said, you have to pretend almost like they're just dead, like they're out of your life. So what happens when someone dies? You have pictures of them to remember all the good times. Yeah, and those pictures are all gone. I mean, I have what I have on my Facebook.
So you just buy in. You have faith in Renee, your therapist.
I see her at 11 today.
You have faith in all of her advice? Do you buy everything she tells you? I'm not making fun of you. It's a legit question.
I think she has a lot more knowledge and a lot more experience than I do. So yeah, absolutely I do. I try to take everything she says along with someone else.
Did you put any pictures up of
the... No, I took everything in my whole house.
Right, but that's counter to what she was advising.
I don't want to find things in my home that we went out to search for to purchase together that I have that memory that comes back. So right now, she can go. She has nothing. No recollection, no memories. Never seen her cry once in my life. So she goes to aunt and uncle's now. She's traveling. Her son's back at her mom and dad. So she's just all around the country right
now. But I assure you, you will have plenty of interaction with that boy. It just will. It'll happen.
I'd be willing to bet that's not true. Because I would imagine her future.
Well, if you've told me everything, there's no logic to why she would.
I have not. Why would I lie to you?
Forget about trying to screw you or punish you. Why punish the kid?
Dude, you've known her for as long as I've known you.
Right.
Whenever we would go out to dinner, I never. You and I've never gone out to dinner by ourselves.
Right.
I've always brought her with me.
Right.
Always.
Right. And I found her to be pleasant and friendly and all of that. But that's That's the social side.
So what do you? Here's my question. Now. So you know, I coach the kids' soccer teams
and pretty,
and baseball
by the
teams.
Way.
Oh, Jesus! I missed them both. Where's that at? Anyway, so coaching
now.
Well, I coach the kids' baseball and soccer teams. The parents asked me, you know, would you, you know, to continue to do so, and I have a hard time.
Even though
he's not there.
As you would say, air quote, stepson isn't there.
Right.
Right.
But I've, you know, helped coach these kids for the last 4 years, 3 or 4 years, some of them. And that's all they know is me. And I got some really nice thank you notes. I got some really nice stuff in our last baseball game and asking me to continue. I just have a hard time doing it. But I will.
Of course you will.
Yeah.
Because, you appreciate the adulation. You appreciate that these people are telling you you're having an impact on their children. Take it easy, Woody. And there's gratification in that. I get that.
Yeah. That's when the hurt factor comes in. I was like,
man up.
You know? Yeah, I know. It will. It'll take time, but I will.
Yeah.
I will.
You'll be okay.
So when you had losses in your life, do your hurts last longer than your memories last? As in, do you remember your memories more than you remember your losses?
The good versus the bad.
Yeah.
Well,
the yin yang.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm not a big griever. I've lost parents and actually three parents because I lost my mom when I was 11 and my dad remarried. And so all three of my parents, because my stepmother did adopt me.
I remember how that was going.
So anyway, those losses, they don't stick with me overtly. They're there subtly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they definitely take precedence over the wins, no question about
right.
it. No question about it. You know, because my biggest joys, other than my kids being born, we're sports related.
Isn't like memories and highlights.
Yeah,
and watching the Sox.
My most excited moments was when the Red Sox would come out of nowhere, or when the Patriots finally won a Super Bowl, or when the Celtics.
Easy on that one there. My favorite memory with I was in 1982. I was 9 years old, and my mom and dad were doing all they could to keep me up, to watch the Cardinals in the Brewers Game 7, keep me up. I remember falling asleep on the couch and my dad shaking me, hey, watch this. You know, Bruce Sutter's pitching. Hey, get up. That, to me, was my favorite memory as a kid growing up, is remembering that certain aspect of my dad just doing all he could, so excited, the Cardinals in 82, just beating the Brewers, and it was awesome.
But
I would never have thought about that. My synapses would not have been shooting off unless you would have just brought that part up, because
right.
I have a tendency to, it's just part of the depression, I guess, but you happen to put yourself back into a place where you remember the bad things versus the good things.
Yeah.
So that's what you call Xanax, but that's okay.
So we went from horrible, depressing
Pat Summitt.
Music.
We talked about Pat Summitt.
We talked about Pat Summitt. We talked about your grandmother.
Plowsy was having a hard time getting out the door.
You got to hit the button, Plowsy. And now you're talking about this. This is you're talking about you're not seeing your boy, and now you're talking about depression. This is a depressing half hour.
Well, that's because nobody listens during this half hour. So at 6 o'clock,
I have to listen.
Well, you are also my other, my best friend, my therapist.
You're Yang.
You're my yangy.
Yeah.
You're my yin and my yang. Here, Woody. Woody's got some. NVR sounds like you need one of Goldie's cigarettes. And you better share, you cheap bastard, Goldie.
I was something happened to me yesterday that hasn't happened since high school, speaking of smoking cigarettes. So I'm going back almost 40 years. It is 40 years. And I was at a place yesterday where I knew some people, and I'm outside and I'm having a cigarette because obviously you can't smoke in businesses. And somebody came up to me and said, "I haven't heard this since high school, where you'd hear it 100 times a day. Hey man, can I get a drag off your cigarette?"
I was just gonna say, really? "Can I get a drag?" That's so disgusting.
Really, you're wearing a suit and tie, and you're take a cigarette. No, I just want a drag. I said, "Well, when I'm done, I'll give you the rest of it. I'm not sharing that."
That's like somebody asking to borrow your chapstick. That's the most disgusting
or roll-on deodorant.
No.
With the two little pubes on it.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that one now.
There are all those roll-ons. There's always a couple of pit hairs stuck
okay,
to it.
The pit hairs versus pubic hairs.
Well, it's, I think they're of the same.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No.
No.
I mean, well, I don't have pubic hairs, but that's
okay, all. Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Goldie and MVR. Always have to take it over the line. That's why we air quote, as you would say, love you here. Yeah. Oh, my God. No, no. This is it. I'm doing the music the rest of the show. This is awful.
No.
You
play it. Turn it up, Pepe.
You should feel shame. This is awful music. Awful, awful, awful.
If you shut up, they can listen.
They don't want. I'm trying to protect them. We'll be right back.